Hey, this brought a smile to my face, Rooch. Tiger Woods has posted a video online of himself back on the golf course. Former world number one posted footage of him hitting a ball, saying, making progress. Saw him hit a few, actually. Obviously not moving like the athlete that he was, but this is remarkable given the damage that he incurred from that accident to his body. Woods has not made a public comment about injuries from his February 23 car accident in Los Angeles since May.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't have a lot to offer on Twitter either, but just good to see him hitting a ball. And there are so many golfers, hat golfers around the world, who would just love to be able to hit it as well as he is at the moment, basically on one leg. What's happening when it comes to the fast cars?
Qatar Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton, as we mentioned last week about him getting that lead with Max Verstappen narrowed. It's now 11 points after a dominating win at the inaugural Qatar Grand Prix. So he's got back-to-back wins, and this is how he did it at the end.
With back-to-back victories for Lewis Hamilton as he now sees the checkered flag in the distance, powers down the main straight and comes home to win the Qatar Grand Prix. Hamilton on top in Qatar.
Excellent work, Lewis. So that's P1. Great job this weekend, mate. Absolutely stellar. New track. You dominated.
Fantastic job, guys. Fantastic. Let's keep pushing, man. We can do this.
Lewis, great. And now let's go to Saudi Arabia.
Sounds like they're in space, Rich.
Hey, so man, before those two wins, it was 19 points, the gap to the top. Now it is just 8. He's made up 11 points very well.
Beautifully done in the past 7 days. Hey, we spoke about Man United a little bit earlier. You guys were predicting that they'd sack their manager 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yes, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is gone. 4-1 loss to Watford. Now puts Michael Carrick into the interim role. So as I said to you earlier, Alex Ferguson had 86 to 2013, won everything that you could win for Man U, made them into a global giant. Since then, 4 managers, 2 caretakers, and who is going to be the man to fill in that role now? Fair few.
Well, the interim coach is Michael Garrick.
No, but who's going to actually put up their hand? Zinedine Zidane is pretty well walking away from it.
Plum job, Roots. Let's have a look, listen to the sack coach.
As I've said to them this morning as well, you know, trust yourself. You know we're better than this. We've not been able to show it, but go out, chest out, enjoy being a Man United player. Champions League, the biggest stage. If and when you win the game, you're through to the next round. Michael's going to be in charge. Michael's, I've got the utmost respect. I love Michael to bits. Emotional now because he's top and they'll be fine. I'll watch them and support them.
I mean, you're always going to be welcome at Old Trafford. You know that.
Well, I hope so. I hope so anyway.
Well, it's been brilliant dealing with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
Will he always be welcome, Rich?
Yeah, he will.
He will.
He's one of the greats. Henry Winter, who's one of the big writers in the English newspapers, pretty well said it as it is at the weekend, noting that Ollie was the man that Man United needed to sort out their issues inside the change rooms. He was the man to put the glue back into this club.
Then they sack him.
Technically, he just wasn't right. And ultimately, you're going to be judged by your results. So while you get a coach, a manager who sorts out some internal issues, that's great. That's his legacy. He has that. Although there's still some questions about where Ronaldo fits and all that glue.
Look, I understand what you're saying because you sort of live the game, Rooch, but I would have thought you'd get one person that could do both jobs, be good with communication and be tactically.
They've had some interesting men in that sort of role. If Jose Mourinho couldn't live under the shadow of what was Sir Alex Ferguson, it's going to be a demanding job, Kim. The expectation's so high.
Let's look at Premier League results, Rooch. What else happened?
Well, Simon Hill's Man City defeated Everton 3-0. Spurs, who sacked their coach a few weeks ago, they've had a come-from-behind win against Leeds United 2-1. Liverpool cruised 4-0 against Arsenal. That won't go down well with some of our friends in Adelaide. I dare not mention this. West Ham 1-0 down to Wolverhampton. A great run. suddenly comes to an end after the break. And your Crystal Palace, 3-3 against Burnley.
Oh, we're value for money, Roach. And just a little earlier, we spoke to Cassini Yenge from Adelaide United. So just quickly having a look at the ladder there, if you've got that there. I know it's only one game, but Adelaide sitting in fourth position in the A-League.
Yes, because of the draw only gives them 1 point, whereas three teams, Central Coast, Melbourne City and Melbourne Victory, all had wins. So they share top spot. And at the very bottom is Western United. So there you are, 12 teams in the A-League. Simon Hill once more, wants a longer season. That's a debate in itself. And what about our good friends at the Adelaide 36ers? Great comeback win at the weekend against Tasmania.
They were 21
Tasmania.
Points down in the first
enormous.
Quarter.
So they're 3 from 3 in the Blitz. Their pre-season's enormous. 182-80 against Tasmania.
So should have the same setup as last year. That would have been three victories going to the premiership ladder.